This is the Inside Pitch with Peter Caliendo. Innovative thoughts from baseball's best coaching minds from around the world. Brought to you by Light Up Media Group. Now, your host, former USA Baseball National Team coach, Peter Caliendo.
Now, to all our listeners, if you're going to buy stuff on Amazon, do us a favor. First, go to our website, click on the Amazon banner. It doesn't cost you anything. Just give us some credit. It helps keep the show going. Remember that, Amazon.com. And also, if you'd like to know more about, I get a lot of requests about my coach's five-set instructional baseball DVDs, which has over 100 games and drills, skills to help help all volunteer coaches. Just go to peter@insidepitchpodcast.com. You can also email me there at any time you like and suggest anything, or have, if you have any questions, just feel free to email anything you want. We always like to hear from you on how to make the show better. And lastly, don't forget to go to iTunes, Stitcher, or any major podcast outlet and click subscribe. If you really like the show, give us a five-star rating. That review helps the show. It helps us just keep going. So we'd really appreciate it. All right, we are back with Trevor Stocking from SEP Labs. Trevor, listen, we're going to continue. Here's the, this product's incredible. I know we don't have enough time to talk about all of it, but let's start with this, because we want to get into some of the mechanicals, all some mechanical parts also, about the swing. And I know as an expert, this is going to help a lot. You hear this a lot. A major league player and a 12-year-old player during the swing or at contact, you know, not at the stance, but everything else, you know, that can't be the same because they're two different people. I've never believed it. Love to hear from you about this.
Yeah, you're kind of talking about, you know, what does the bat do? You know.
Yeah, or at contact, where are they? Is it the same? I mean, is the body doing the same things? Or because you're 12, your body can't do certain things? And
yeah, I mean, I think, you know, other than, you know, obviously there's strength and, you know, flexibility, you know, reasons compared with a pro player versus a younger player who's grown into his body. We've found that it's almost exactly the same. You know, the cool part of breaking down just the bat is it takes out kind of all the, you know, we see all these other moving parts that you want to judge and criticize. But the bat is really what you're trying to do. You're trying to bring the bat to the ball and at the right angle, with the right force, at the right time, to make it work. And so when you just kind of break that down, when you look at, you know, we always laugh because I'll put a sensor on a 3 feet, even my son who's, you know, 3, 4, you look at their swing and it's very similar, other than obviously doesn't swing 100 miles an hour, but the form is very, very similar to a major league swing. And so I always joke that I can only mess them up, which we probably do, you know, from there on out as a coach. But, you know, the swing path, the ability to square up a ball and kind of be on time with it is the same at all age groups. And that should be something that as a coach that you really focus on. You know, I've been lucky enough to be with Zep for 2+ years, and my eyes kind of just focus on what the bat does for the most part now. And obviously you have to make some adjustments with players to get their bat to work certain ways. But at the end of the day, you know, you've got to make that bat work and be successful. So yes, I would say that it's, you know, the timing is the same. The attack angle is the same. Obviously, you know, pro players have a little bit shorter of a swing. Mm-hmm. But in terms of the actual directions and so on, they're extremely similar.
Well, interesting you brought up your son at 4 years old. You know, the younger we can start him, I'm assuming, the better it will be, because then it creates the proper angles and everything you're talking about. How do you start your son? And are you starting him off a tee? You starting him off, you know, are you starting him off with a bigger ball? Are you doing anything different?
You know, luckily, you know, I played baseball in college, and my wife was a college softball player, and, you know, somehow things worked out where one day my son picked up a bat lefty, which I was pretty excited about, throws righty, and, you know, I threw him a pitch and he hit it. And so, you know, just one of those crazy things. And so, you know, I'm a big believer in kind of teaching a moving ball as long as they're having fun with it. Sure. I don't say a thing about his mechanics other than, you know, we watch baseball games on TV and he copies some of the, you know, Rizzo and whoever else that he likes. But you know, T is great if he wants to just have fun and we goof around. But you know, I think I'm a big fan of you know, learning how to hit with a moving ball and you know, being able to judge your timing and barrel direction and so on. And you know, I think that's how we all grew up playing versus, you know, getting taught the 50 things of hitting mechanics and hitting off the tee at a young age. It was more of just, you know, get the big wiffle ball and going forward. So yeah, just letting him have a lot of fun and you know, letting him decide what he wants to do. But, you know, whenever I can, I'll try to sneak in a few pitches overhand and see what he can do. And then we'll just watch a lot of baseball games, and I'll bring him to high school games, and he'll watch how the players play, and he'll start copying those guys. So to me, that's the best way to do it at a young age, in my opinion.
And you brought up, it would be interesting, I'll probably get a lot of emails. You brought up your wife was a softball player, you were a baseball player. You know, now people are going to start trying to marry, you know, softball and baseball players together, so that way they can start creating.
It's true, you know. It's true. Luckily, she had a way better arm than I did, but so that works well.
Hey, listen, thank God. The you guys have these drills are for everybody. You're using these drills, or the major league players are using some of these drills also?
Yeah, you know, these were, you know, I'll explain this. If you go to the Zepp.com, which you talked about, and you go to, it's called the Coaches Center, and you sign in with your account, you now have access to all 60 of our coaches drills, which gives you, you know, how do you use the sensor? How do you set it up with your team? How do you get going to, how do you actually use this at practice? Which drills do I use? What's my practice plan? You know, I can download PDFs of a Zepp practice plan. So yeah, you know, yes, we have access for, you know, everybody, but the cool thing is, you know, these were John Maley's, these were Tim Walton's drills. You know, when I showed them the data, when I worked with them on, you know, this is what our stuff is saying, how do you incorporate, you know, the things that you do with your players with bat speed into the things that we see with the data. So we kind of married the science to, you know, what people actually do on the field and how do you speak baseball and softball to the average person. And all these drills are, you know, kind of that next level. So you have this cool science of, you know, this is what the bat's actually doing and this is how you do these drills to improve it. But then how does it actually work when you talk to an actual baseball and softball person? And that was very important to me, to make it speak baseball, speak softball, as opposed to just speak science and confuse people and, you know, not really make people feel as comfortable. So that's pretty exciting. And, you know, pro teams are using it. College teams are using it. High school teams all the way through to Little League. And obviously I'm using it with my 4-year-old.
Right. And you know what? We all know that one of the hardest things in hitting a baseball is the timing aspect. You mentioned that.
Yep.
Talk a little bit about how this product helps you in that perspective.
So kind of the science side of it, the biggest thing that I've seen with pro players, especially with a moving pitch, is that we can track you can in the app too. You can track your bat speed from start to finish. And, you know, it's great to have your highest speed, but if that max speed is happening after impact or before, your timing's way off. The best players in the world, the Mike Trouts, the Josh Donaldsons, when they max their bat speed right at impact every time. So if I can swing 90 miles an hour or I can swing 50 miles an hour, I want that 50 or 90 to be right when I hit the ball. I don't want it to be, you know, early on in my swing. I don't want to do it when I finish. You'll see that, you know, when you look at with younger players, they're very inconsistent with the timing of their speed. Mm-hmm. So, you know, they'll be early, they'll be late. If I'm a player, and one of the things that we do with a lot of younger players is we'll put up this thing called the speed chart, which lets you see your speed from start to finish. And it'll actually show you whether, you know, where impact was and if your max speed was right at impact. So it'll show, you know, 80 miles an hour at impact, or it'll show whether you were slow before impact or after. It's pretty simple. And kids can then take a swing live and see if, you know, at impact, my speed was 80 miles an hour. My top speed was 80 miles an hour, which is extremely simple for these kids to understand. So every swing they're doing now, they're working on their timing. From that, there's obviously a much bigger question of how do I time my body, my rhythm, my lower half to time that with the pitcher. But to me, if I can train a player to be on time with their barrel first, and then kind of get them to learn the process of, you know, now the fear part of the ball is moving and the pitcher's coming at you, to get in a rhythm with your body and your sequence, you know, your foot down halfway when the ball's halfway in a sense. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good part. So to me, the timing is, you want your max speed to be right in impact. If I'm throwing a punch, I want, which we shouldn't throw, right? But yeah. I want that punch to be right at impact, you know, at its max speed versus, you know, not as efficient. You know, that's really what we're focusing on. And then we'll do a lot of work with players to work on their sequence and timing of their body.
You know, and you talk about most major leaguers. I'm assuming you said most major leaguers are on time at impact.
Yes.
And then you, in order to create that on time, now it doesn't have to be this aspect of it, but anything else that you see that that's going wrong, you then have a drill for it. So kind of explain, take one of the things that you see that goes wrong, explain it, and then explain the drill. I know we're on a podcast, but it'll still give us a pretty good idea. Explain that drill that corrects it maybe.
Yeah, one of my favorite things with younger kids is to get them to learn how to use their lower half, right? Everybody thinks that it's just your upper body that's going to do, you know, produce all your speed and control, you know, very handsy, or, you know, just, you know, drive your hands to the ball. And so we'll do it's called a walkthrough drill. It's almost like a Happy Gilmore drill. And I'll also reference there's a step back drill as well. It's kind of a drill to get you to kind of move forward with your lower half, get in sequence while kind of creating coil separation with your body and driving through. And what kids will see is an instant increase in bat speed and a little bit shorter of a swing. And so for all these kids, you know, it's kind of that, you know, you take that one swing and it feels really good, and you're kind of like, the eyes get really big and wow. You know, when you add in the metrics, they get even bigger. You know, it's not just a feel thing. It's kind of this positive reinforcement. So the walkthrough drill, which is in the app, is one of my favorites for that. Another one, if we're talking kind of sequence and kind of learning how to control your backside and your gather, is the step back drill, where you're on the tee, or, you know, someone's flipping to you, you're going to take a step back with your back foot. You're going to lift your leg up kind of like you're pitching in a sense, but your back knee is not going to go over your back foot. It's going to kind of stay pinched in so you can control your body and let your lower half go forward. Mm-hmm. That's a great one for the load gather coil, which John Maley talks about a lot. Yeah. And again, that's another one where you'll see an instant increase in bat speed and have a shorter swing. But not only that, if you can kind of control your lower half, it's much easier to control your barrel, and you'll start seeing a more consistent attack angle. So now, those two are my favorites for something like that.
I know that everybody's swing, as you said, I mean, everybody's a little different, but mm-hmm. Let me ask you this. We talked about the leg, with a front leg coming up. Are you seeing that the higher leg comes up, the more power? Is that something you're going to teach? Did you teach that? What do you guys find research-wise?
I mean, I think everybody's different. I'm a fan of the knee pinch, you know, the kind of the coil uncoil, as long as a player can do that. I mean, an example is an Addison Russell last year was a guy who was just kind of a pickup put down with his foot and added in a little knee pinch, and all of a sudden started hitting, you know, the driving the ball a little bit more. You look at in our app, if you look at a Giancarlo Stanton or you know, Trout or Donaldson, they have a little knee pinch too. I'm a big fan of that. I've seen a lot of benefits of that. I'm not going to say that that's the end all, that everybody should swing that way. But if that coil uncoil, learning how to kind of sequence my lower half from the ground up, it really seems to benefit the data with your bat from what I've seen.
That's great. It's
pretty hard
that's
to argue great. That.
Love to hear that. I'm sure, you know, people can argue, but what I like about this is that, you know, you guys have science, research. You put in a tremendous amount of time, effort, research. You know, just it's an outstanding product. I've never seen anything like it. I think that, like I said, every youth program in the world should be using this instantly. So we're going to try to promote that. Now, one of the things you can do with this app also, I believe, and maybe you can explain this, there's some feedback that Zepp gives back, I believe, after so many swings or practices or something. Can you explain that?
Yeah, one of the things is, you know, yes, you can be able to, you know, a lot of us want to go in and kind of find our own drills and kind of guide our own experience. But for everybody that wants their own guided experience, you know, we'll take, if you take 30 swings, we'll go in and crunch the data and then come back out with, a training plan for you to improve your next session. Mm-hmm. So, you know, one of the things that we're going to focus on over the next year is kind of this guided training experience. So not just, you know, being a radar gun and giving you drills, but, you know, if I want to improve my power, here is a sequence. If I want to improve my batting average, here's a sequence of drills that you should do. Different things like that are going to be really important. So right now you get a pretty cool insight report and gives you feedback of what you need to do and some guidance on how to improve.
Fantastic. Love it. Love it. Yep. And here's from a coach's perspective. You know, a lot of times we got to throw BP, right?
Yeah.
I can throw BP and analyze all this.
Oh, you can. I mean, it's,
you know, you're swinging above, you know, and I always thought, well, how can you do that when I'm throwing a pitch and I'm worried about getting drilled by the ball and I'm going to analyze the swing?
Yeah. I mean, it's cool. So you know, you can have this in your pocket if you wanted to. And, you know, the kid hits a screaming liner right back at you and, you know, you're flinching out of the way. It's pretty hard to see that blurry part of the bat. You now have kind of instant access to that swing and you can favorite it. You can star it for later or even take video of it. And then you can use that as kind of the blueprint for that kid's swing from here on out. Or, you know, one of your assistant coaches is, you know, one of the tricky parts is you have more than one coach, which, you know, for a lot of people that isn't true, but that one coach is off working with a certain player, and then you've got to hear later about what they were doing with that player. With Zep, you can give that coach, you know, the sensor, and they can go off and go work. And as a coach, then after practice or later on, I can go look at those swings and then, you know, kind of hear the feedback from that coach and go over all those swings. And so, you know, you have this very powerful video editor and kind of central hub for your team for $99, which is just crazy. So it's very rewarding, and it's something that, you know, when, you know, for an average baseball person who's a coach and you know, like everybody who's kind of listening, you always dream up of things that, you know, hey, this would be really cool if we could build something like this, and if I could just do this for my team, or if we could give this to the baseball and softball community, it would be really cool. And we were able to do that with Zep, and our goal is really to keep bringing these better experiences to everybody around the world and bringing it at a price that everybody can afford, even free in certain aspects.
That's what I really like about you guys. You know, it's obviously it's a business. You know, you're in golf, you're in softball, baseball, other sports. You'll probably be in a lot more other sports. But you're also concerned that it teaches a lot and you give a lot for free, where it really, really helps coaches. So I'm really impressed with not only the product, but also the company. There was aspect I wanted to ask you about, because I know you talked about the blue-collar dashboard, bat speed. You know, we've seen this. We've seen bat speed, hand speed, swing speed, bat angle speed, swing path. I know Human Kinetics did a major study on this a long time ago. Mm-hmm. I'm interested in understanding. I know we don't have a lot of time, but we're going to go with probably this question, and then we'll allow you to open up and, you know, talk about anything you like to all the coaches and players around the world. But about hand speed, explain that a little bit, between maybe the difference between hand speed, bat speed, the correlation.
Yeah, that's one of the most common questions we get in terms of hand speed. So hand speed is the, if you want to think about it, the speed of your hands going through your swing. Most people think that max, your top hand speed happens right at impact, but it actually happens right when you're at your bat lag. So right before you start bringing your barrel to the ball, that's when your hand speed maxes. So it's that, you know, a lot of people call it connection or different types of things in your swing, when, you know, your hands pair up with, you know, your back hip in a sense and kind of connect. That's normally where your hands max out. And then from there, your barrel takes over and accelerates. So there's this sequence that's really important. You know, most kids will, you know, their barrel will take over way too early, and their, you know, we call bat drag, your barrel would be going faster than your hands from the start of your swing. And so you can kind of see those sequences. You know, one of the things that we see with hand speed, or that I see, is that when, you know, you'll be throwing to a kid and or actually he'll be off the tee and he'll just be, or she'll be swinging as hard as they can and everything's in sequence. And then all of a sudden you start throwing to him and everything just breaks down. One of the things that you'll see is their hand speed drops between 10 and 15 miles an hour when they don't trust their swing. And so it's one of those red flags that I like to use, where if all of a sudden you see this huge drop in hand speed when they're live, it's something that you can kind of go back to the player and be like, hey, you know, when you're hitting off the tee, you were just free and easy and letting it rock and, you know, swinging, you know, your hand speed was 20 miles an hour. You know, let's just trust your swing and let it rip when you're throwing BP or, you know, you're doing whatever. And all of a sudden, you know, that hand speed will pop up. It'll give them something to kind of feel better about and focus on, as opposed to, oh my gosh, the ball is going to hit me and I'm afraid, or I don't want to miss. It's just, you know, a good way to kind of guide their focus in a positive way. So, those are the big things.
What do you find when a player, even let's say at the higher levels, when a player's you know, anticipates a certain pitch or velocity and he gets fooled? How are they making that adjustment? You see these guys sometimes hit a line drive and make an adjustment. Is that with the hands?
Yeah, it's the attack angle, actually. So, you know, you don't have to have 100 mile an hour bat speed to hit a line drive, right? Because there's the sweet spot of the bat that helps us out.
Right.
That attack angle is the key. So you get a lot of guys that get fooled, even in the pros, or, you know, you see their bat speed drop on certain pitches, but they hit a missile line drive. It's right. That positive 10 attack angle. If I can just focus my training, because obviously not everybody can just swing 100 miles an hour or have the shortest swing or the fastest hands, but everybody can work on that attack angle, the direction the barrel is going to the ball. And so if I can get fooled on a curveball, whatever, if I can still keep that positive 10 attack angle, it gives me a good chance to put the ball in a direction that I need it to go. First, you know, just that negative attack angle where the ball gets beat into the ground, or, you know, a pop up. That's a good question, actually.
Well, you know, and I asked that, and I'll tell you why. Because, I mean, common sense, you know, Trevor, is, you know, we're not going to be on time most of the time.
Correct.
Yeah. All the time, we'd probably hit line drives all the time, right? I mean,
we probably wouldn't have a product because hitting would be way too easy.
You'd have to invent something else. But So, you know, I think this is big, because that attack angle is going to allow players, they get that part. Boy, now the hitters are going to start catching up to a lot of these pitchers because of the, you know, especially the velocity of the pitches and then now the different type of
it pitch. Is. That's been my big change in my philosophy with hitting. I mean, I kind of had an idea that was happening, but I couldn't really back it up. And now that I have all this data, it's really influenced the way that I train my players, and even I focus on my own swing.
Absolutely. Love it. Love it. And boy, I wish we had more time, but here's a couple more things. One, you know, I was just thinking about this. You know, we've got the Zep product, and now we've got the Trout bat, or I apologize if I called that incorrectly.
No, that's fine. It's a Trout bat. That's fine.
So now, smart bat. In the future, as this starts getting to the younger levels, I mean, you're able to, you know, training with one and then going into, I love that you'll be able to go in the game situations, or even train in practice, in, you know, when you practice games with it, to be able to see how that all transfers.
Yeah, I mean, I see the future being, you know, you have your bat with the sensor in it, and you start taking swings, and this could be metal as well, not just the wood bat.
Oh, nice.
But you'll take your swings in practice, and, you know, we'll guide you through a training experience to get you ready for your game. Then you take the bat into the game and you get your feedback of, you know, what you did in that game. And then you go home and you have this practice plan of, hey, this is what we're going to do tomorrow to, you know, have better results in the game. Here's your training plan. So then you can go home and the next day you have a training plan and, you know, you're ready and better for the game the next day. So, you know, I think it's going to kind of, you know, bring it to a new level. And, you know, from a coach's side of it, if all my players have connected bats, you know, I'm going to be able to, and that could be with the sensor outside the bat as well. I now have access to every swing that they take. You know, we did a study on how many swings does a team take in one day, you know, just at a high school field. And it was over 1,000 swings. You know, how in the world is a coach can actually analyze 1,000 swings and see every single one? It's impossible.
Right.
You know, so if I can get feedback of, even just the, you know, the daily report, not if I want to break down each swing, but, you know, how many swings do these kids take? How is their timing? You know, different things like that. You know, what do they do? That's the key.
That's the key.
And just kind of making it easier.
Well, it's going to cut back on trying to identify what they're doing wrong and figuring it out and using, you know, a kind of process of elimination, because it's going to reduce, actually it's going to reduce the training aspect, because you can go right to the issue right away, correct?
Exactly. Yeah. You're just going to be able to get better faster as a coach and as a player.
Absolutely. Love it. Okay. We are coming at the end. Here's what I'd like to do, because, you know, there's only so much we can cover, and you're the one that knows what coaches, players, and parents really need to know. Any tip you'd like to give our audience around the world, whether it be coaching, whether it be, you know, in reference to the product, obviously, and the bat, anything we missed that would really help them understand this even better? It's your time right now. I'll let it roll. And if something comes up and I got a question, I may ask one more question. If not, we'll probably end on that.
Sure. To me, it's just about making baseball fun again and softball and making it easier for coaches and players to kind of communicate and improve. That's our goal. And that's what we want everybody to do. So if you go to Zepp.com, that's where you can buy a sensor. Obviously there's a $99 special going on right now. We even have, if you go into the coaches center, which is where I said you have these 60 plus free drills, we also have a special coaches bundle, which is kind of a secret thing that I'll give to you guys. But if I can buy not only the sensor, but I get a 5-pack of mounts to share, where each kid on your team can have their own mount where you can share the sensor. And I also have a video tripod that, you know, you can connect your phone and just set it up somewhere and take swings. That's also for $99. So there's this coaches bundle in the coaches center. That's kind of this, the secret package, that everybody can do. If you want to have access to the app, you just go to the, Android or the Apple store on your phones or tablets and download Zepp Baseball. Now you'll have access to all the baseball and softball content that we have and, kind of going forward. So, I guess again, the only thing that I'll talk about is, you know, we're trying to spread the good word to everybody and give the right information and the right training programs and tips of what's actually happening with the swing to everybody in the world. And you have access to it, and hopefully you can utilize this and start making, keep making the game fun for kids playing and just making baseball and softball a greater thing going around the world, which I know that's something that's important to you, Pete.
Absolutely. And one of the things that we'd like to do is we're trying to get Trevor to go with us around the world to be one of our speakers with the International Sports Group.
I'd love that. That'd be great. You know, just to kind of use the data that we've had and show what's true. And like we talked about, you know, data is, it speaks the international language, right? You know, people can understand what it is. It can be many different languages, but you can understand what bat speed is and you can understand what hand speed is and so on. So it's pretty neat I'd love to do something like that. That'd be wonderful.
Great, Trevor. Really appreciate being on the show. You have a great day. Thank you very much.
Thank you. I appreciate it, everybody.
And listen, everyone, don't forget www, and you should know that, .zepp.com. You got to go there right away. Check it all out. It's really great. If you have any questions, email us. Don't forget, check out our Twitter at Inside Pitch Show. Also our Facebook page. And we're going to have stuff about Trevor and Zepp on there at facebook.com/InsidePitchShow. Our website's going to have all the information. Also how to get a hold of Trevor. You go to InsidePitchPodcast.com. Our email, peter@InsidePitchPodcast.com. Reach out to me. Anything, any questions, anything you want to suggest to us, how to make the show better, whatever. We're always listening. Go to iTunes and Stitcher, a major podcast outlet. Click subscribe. Give us a 5-star rating if you like the show. That helps us a lot. Don't forget, the reason we can do this show is because of Lineup Media Group. You can check out shows like Youth Baseball Talk and Let's Get It On. Check out lineupmediagroup.com. Go ahead and try to share all our social media. That just spreads the word and helps coaches around the world and in the U.S. Just get better. And remember, coaches, The key is education, building. If you want to build the foundation of our sport, we need to educate our coaches. So keep getting smarter.
This has been the Inside Pitch with Peter Caliendo, a Lineup Media Group production. Get access to all of our podcasts like Youth Baseball Talk, You're on the Clock NFL, and Let's Get It On with famed MMA referee Big John McCarthy and Sean Wheelock. Online at lineupmediagroup.com and on iTunes and Stitcher.